Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
I am wondering, I am curious what the record is and how close I got to it. And we're talking about, I'm talking about sleeping. Okay, now they tease me about being like a cat in a sunny window where I curl up and I can sleep.
Melissa's cheap and tired.
Yeah, I'm cheap and tired. I am cheap and tired.
Save that.
But not cheap in that way now. So anyway, so I love to sleep. I can sleep, and I don't get enough at night. But boy, in the afternoons, I make up for it. But no, when I was a teenager, I was one of those that, like any teenager, I would sleep until early afternoon. But then when I became an adult, I actually got out of that, and I am, you know, a morning person, everything. But then when I got sick and I was on dialysis, and it wore me out, I started taking like 4-hour naps in the afternoon only because I had to. That's the only way I could get my energy back. So when I got my kidney transplant, I only cut that in half, even though I probably don't need a nap anymore. But I sleep a couple hours in the afternoon every day. So they give me
like
a hard
2 or 3 hours in the afternoon.
2 hours in the afternoon, yeah. Wow. So these guys give me a hard time about that for loving to sleep. But I outdid myself, even outdid the teenager part of myself, when I got back from L.A., Well, we were in Amelia Island, so we weren't.
Let's also establish in L.A. you were working 18 hours a day doing interviews.
Totally contributed to that, and that's why I allowed myself to do this. Yeah, because I had told these guys there was, there's a lot of events that Fox was so awesome to us in L.A. and a lot of events going on, and there were times where, you know, I had told Jeff or Bert, one of you, I said it was immune system maintenance. Where I had to go, kind of excuse myself
and
crash and come back, because, you know, for me, my immune system is lower than most because of the medicines I take for the transplant. So I always have to keep an eye on if I get too tired, if I'm too, you know, too cold or too this, I just got to make sure that I kind of keep a self-check and take care of myself. And if I feel myself getting too tired or whatever, then I need to excuse myself, take care of that, take a quick nap, come back, be good. So I don't have the endurance that a lot of people have. And so knowing this, when we got back from L.A., it was a Thursday when we all were leaving, you know, the American Idol stuff and mm-hmm. going up to our vacations for Memorial Day, I actually flew from L.A. to Jacksonville and met Katie at Amelia Island where she had a work event over the weekend. So she's like, you know what, why don't you just come with me, stay at the place we're at, and then, you know, just we'll have the weekend there. So she was already at her conference by the time I came in, and the plan was I just go into where we were staying, and I just go straight to bed. And then when she got back from the conference, I'd wake up, and we'd have the rest of the day. Fine.
Now, did you fly, just some technical questions,
yes,
in case Guinness asks for the
yes
record. did you red eye?
I did red eye.
Did you sleep on the plane?
No, I'm not good at sleeping on planes. I dozed, but let's say if I slept on the plane, it was maybe 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes
doesn't
at a time.
And nope, even that's it's probably a light sleep where
yes
you can still hear everything go on, but
and
you're technically asleep.
I jerk and I wake back up kind of thing.
And bobs back up really fast. Whiplash.
Right. And I do take Xanax on flights, but by the time I got to Jacksonville, the Xanax would have worn off. But there was still a little medication in my system.
This was like the perfect storm. You're working 18 hours. You got the Xanax that's wearing off.
It is time for Melissa to be 16 again. So I tried to time this. So I get to the place we were staying at 10, let's say 10 o'clock in the morning. So 10 a.m. on Friday, I'm in bed, okay? And I don't get out of bed until noon on Saturday.
What?
10 a.m. and take an hour out of that for eating. So when Katie came in from the conference and she could
see you
woke
up and ate and went back to bed?
Yes, I woke up and ate. Went back to bed. Then her and the other people we were hanging out with, they went out, came back in. I got up and ate again and went back to bed.
26 hours?
Yes.
26 hours
wow.
of sleep?
I slept.
If I got 26 hours of sleep, I'd be 6'3".
Say that.
So I say one to two hours take away from that for the eating.
Wow.
But I slept.
How do you physically
that
do that?
Time.
I've done
wow.
it.
I laid there and slept.
You have, Wendy?
Mm-hmm.
When You've done longer
yes.
than that?
Well, I, about
no
the
way.
Same. You're
going
to break my... what is the
Well,
record,
it's about the
way?
Same time.
I can, yeah.
I don't know. It was when I was a teenager, I guess. And
no, it doesn't count.
It was pretty long time. It was when I was vacationing in Florida. I went to sleep. I went to sleep around 3 p.m. because just taking a nap. I didn't wake up until the next day at 3 p.m. So I slept for a full 24 hours, and I thought it was the same day and asking where my lunch was and why I wasn't like waking up.
Hours of sleep?
Yeah, high school wow. and college stuff doesn't count, I don't think.
You would think that your body would wake you up for food more than once. Well, or you just woke up one time.
To me, it would be to pee. I can't even get through
yeah.
one night.
Did you pee the bed?
Without having
be
to
honest,
get up
did you pee the bed?
I did not pee the bed.
Okay.
No, two, I was probably dehydrated from the flight, so.
Yeah, hey, that's probably it.
But I, yeah.
I always have to pee.
The only reason I woke up is because Katie came in. So the first time Katie came in from the conference, she kind of, it jostled me up. And so I said, well, since I'm up, let me get something to eat because I was hungry. I went right back to sleep. And the only reason I woke up the second time is because Katie came. It was like midnight. Katie came in and, are you still asleep?
Did you?
And jostled me up and I ate and went back to sleep.
When you woke up, did you feel like you could just conquer the world or were you still tired? Like it was almost a jet lag thing?
I felt normal. Like I woke up the next morning. I was like, okay, I'm good. And then everybody's like, all right, well, Miss
Carter's
you know, Miss
back.
Bear hibernating. Come on.
It's like that movie Awakening.
Rip Van Carter. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
we're like, did you get up and you're like, is Obama still president? What year are we? Are there like, flying cars
how's
yet?
How's President Reagan doing?
No. Awesome.
But yeah, so. What? Yeah, 26 hours.
See, here's what would have happened to me, which is what I'm fascinated by. Because, like, if you crash the whole day, I would wake up. Like, let's say I'm as tired as I could be. So I sleep 8 hours. That wakes me up at 6 or 7 p.m. At that point, I think my brain takes over and is like, dude, you just jacked yourself up. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to be... My brain will taunt the rest of my body. You ain't going to be able to sleep tonight, you loser! And then I would be too stressed to fall back asleep. And then it's like...
Is that what your inner voice sounds
yes.
like?
Yes!
What's it sound like again?
You ain't going to be able to sleep tonight, loser!
The Burt Show.